T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Joining us on the line, political analyst Steve Roberts says the government shutdown rolls on and a whole lot more to get to in Washington. Steve, we'll begin with the shutdown. Doesn't really look like there's any end in sight.
No, there doesn't. And the reason, there are two reasons. One is both sides think that they have the political advantage. Democrats say, look, Donald Trump is the king of Washington. He runs everything. Republicans control the House and the Senate. Trump has been extraordinarily visible, extraordinarily effective, extraordinarily powerful in using the tools of government. So they say, how can he blame the Democrats when he's the king of Washington? It's a mixed message that Republicans are trying to send. But Democrats also have a problem because they're the ones who are voting time and time again in the U.S. Senate to block any legislation to reopen the government. So both sides think they have the political advantage. Now, they both can't be right. And if you look at the polls, the Democrats have a slight advantage, not huge. Quinnipiac poll says by about 6 points, people blame the Republicans more than the Democrats. But if you look at independents, there's a much heavier vote blaming Republicans. But, you know, the real problem is not just the short-term political calculation. I've covered Congress a long time. I covered the Congress for 8 years for the New York Times a while ago. And I'm not saying there was some golden age of harmony when the Republican lions and Democratic lambs, you know, sang kumbaya on the way out. I'm not saying that. But they did have a certain amount of respect, a certain amount of understanding across party lines. Republican president like Ronald Reagan worked with a Democratic speaker like Tip O'Neill because they both understood that to have the functioning of a legislature in such a big, sprawling, diverse country, there had to be an element of compromise. There had to be an element of trust. The spirit of compromise means that nobody gets everything they want, and everybody gets something that they want. But in today's Washington, particularly on Capitol Hill, that spirit is almost all but evaporated. It's holy war up there. It's red against blue. It's us against them. And in many ways, this is the spirit that Donald Trump has brought to politics and brought to Washington. He was the one who said at Charlie Kirk's funeral, I hate my enemies. Not just that my enemies are wrong, not just that I disagree, but I hate them. They're evil. And that poisonous attitude is starting to seep into Capitol Hill. And when you have that kind of spirit, that kind of culture, the ability simply to talk to each other and trust each other's word really gets undermined. And that's why you have such a long standoff, because the underlying culture has changed so dramatically.
This goes to another level, though, starting this Saturday, November 1st. Food stamp benefits for 40 million Americans will be cut off. Does the pressure from that increase the chances of both sides coming together and solving this?
Well, Susan, that's a very good question. And you only mentioned one of several issues. It's not just food stamps. At the end of the week, it's also true that on November 1st, subsidies that were enacted during COVID to help working class folks afford insurance in the public marketplace, those subsidies end. People are going to face as much as a 30% increase or even more in their health care premiums. Plus, you get the absence of government workers in all sorts of vital services, starting with air traffic controllers. We've already seen slowdowns at big airports like Los Angeles. If this extends for a couple more weeks and the Thanksgiving holiday approaches with one of the heaviest travel periods of the year, you're going to have all sorts of problems in the ways that this impacts on ordinary Americans. But right now, both sides think that it works to their advantage. Right now, both sides think that blaming the other is the best thing to do rather than reach a compromise. And that's why the situation is so paralyzed, because, you know, as I said, they both can't be right. But there's this feeling that, you know, they're not even talking to each other. Now, hopefully, the pressures will start to grow. And one of the key factors here is the changing nature of the Republican Party. In an earlier age, Republicans could have confidently said, oh, well, the people who get food stamps, the people who need government help, they vote Democratic. That's not true anymore. The Republican Party is a much more working-class party. Republicans like Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, has pointed this out very dramatically, saying it's our people who depend on government help, whether it's food stamps, whether it's subsidies in the healthcare market, and many other ways, because we're now a working class party. That is one of the key pressure points that could start to unclog this logjam.
You know, we talk about these inflection points. Maybe it is November 1st. Could Election Day be one of them? Do you see, you know, even though it's a primarily local election, do you see any election results moving the needle on the shutdown?
Good question. Probably not, unless there's just an enormous wave one way or another. Of course, there are only the two most important races are governor's races in Virginia and New Jersey. There's a Republican governor in Virginia, but the Democrat is likely to win. There's a Democratic governor in New Jersey, but that's a very close race, and the Republicans think they have a chance there. If one party or the other sweeps those two elections, and the party that loses might start thinking that, in fact, they're not in the driver's seat politically, and they might have to start rethinking. But the most likely outcome is a mixed result, which will just solidify the deadlock. It's not going to move the needle very much.
The president out of the country this week. He was in Malaysia over the weekend. He's meeting with China's president later this week for a possible trade deal there. How important is that?
Well, the trade deal is very important to, you know, China is an enormously important economic factor around the world, and people don't realize how vast our trade relationships are with China. As you pointed out in your introduction, Susan, the president slapped an extra 10% on Canadian goods, which is very important to folks in your part of the world. Part of the problem is that Trump is so mercurial when it comes to trade. One day he's attacking Canada, the next day he's making nice with China. People can't figure out the pattern. People can't figure out, there's no predictability. And that's one of the things that's really weighing down the economy. It's not just the specific deals. It's the way Trump goes about making these deals. It's so unpredictable. And people who are making investments, people who are spending money, people who are making plans, what they need is stability. What they need is predictability. And the mercurial nature of the way Trump makes decisions on trade and other economic matters, it's one of the reasons why there's a, you know, if you look at the polls, Americans, only about 39% of Americans approve of the way Trump is handling the economy. And that's one of the reasons this is a very erratic approach to the whole issue.
Well, Steve, thank you. Steve Roberts joining us live here on WBEN.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
for baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.